My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We stream live on YouTube as well, if you like, at the Team 980. So you drive home, you get home, you want to keep watching or listening to the show, you can use the Odyssey app to listen. You can go, whether it's on your tablet, throw up the iPad while you're making dinner, or you go on your smart TV, the YouTube app, and watch the show at the Team 980. 6 o'clock is when we get you caught up on the biggest Commanders headlines of the day. And, would you look at the time? It's 6 o'clock.
The 6 biggest Commanders storylines.
It is caught!
Delivered at 6 o'clock sharp. It's the Pick 6 at 6.
We set out to find a leader, someone who could take this franchise to the next level, build an elite team that consistently competes for championships.
Let's start with
number one.
Yeah, that's right. Number one, the breaking news. Yeah, we love when the top headline is the thing that just happened. The Commanders have signed wide receiver Noah Brown. They will not have to make a cut, although they certainly could if they want to sign someone else. And now they have 7 wide receivers on the roster. But 6'2", 225, has over 1,000 yards receiving the last 2 years, combined 550 or so per year with the Texans and the Cowboys, now taking his talents out of the Lone Star State here to D.C. Of course, DQ, familiar with him from his time in Dallas, a guy that's been really productive, got some really good long speed. So you get kind of that big, fast receiver that can play in this offense and get vertical and do the things that Cliff Kingsbury wants. Get him out in space, let him run a little bit. He did some of that last year. Big, explosive play type player, averaged 17.2 yards per catch last year for the Houston Texans. Found the end zone a couple of times on the receiving end of C.J. Stroud passes as well. This was definitely the type of player that they are looking for. He is now the biggest player in that receiving room. The second biggest is Luke McCaffrey, who's probably bigger than you think, because you think of Christian as being Christian's a running back, so he's not like he's massive in terms of height, but Luke's solid 6'2". Of course, their dad, Ed McCaffrey, had decent size as a receiver and is an all-time great in the NFL. Got some Super Bowl rings. But they needed that bigger outside body type. And Bryson Tremaine back on the practice squad, but ultimately that wasn't the guy that, or he didn't do enough to really, push to make this roster by the end as hot as he started, as much as I liked what he did early, as much as Logan liked what he did early. We now know that that just wasn't going to be enough because he didn't make the plays in the games. And eventually that has to matter. How do you show up on actual game day? And so to get this in Noah Brown, guy who's played a lot better, a lot more recently than Martavis Bryant, who's certainly an option coming out of camp, But this is a guy that legitimately can be a rotational piece. I still think De'Ami Brown will be the starter on the outside. De'Ami provides, you know, a smaller body in terms of 6 foot versus 6'2", but great vertical speed, supreme toughness, blocks his face off. And of course, Noah's going to have to learn the playbook. But between him, Olamide Zaccheaus, Luke McCaffrey, like Knight, Jameson Crowder, Byron Pringle, like you got some guys that have played some football, and Luke McCaffrey to supplement Terry McLaurin in that receiver room, make life easier for Jaden Daniels. Is this the long-term receiver room that they want? Absolutely not. I think they would have loved nothing more for Jahan Dotson to take what they, you know, were teaching and run with it and prove why he was a first-round pick. It didn't happen. It's a position they're probably going to need to address in the future. But for right now, how do you get better right now for this season? You sign Noah Brown. Good job by Adam Peters. That was not the only move they made today, though. They also traded John Ridgeway. That's why they have the roster spot available. Ridgeway goes to New Orleans along with a 7th-round pick for a 6th-round pick. So as we told you yesterday, 53-player roster named, but not done. The wheeling and dealing ongoing throughout the NFL.
Number two.
One thing that didn't happen today, though, that I thought was pretty interesting is they did not do anything on the waiver wire. This was a team that had the second place claim, and I will admit I was wrong on something, and which I'll do whenever I'm wrong, especially on something like this that's just factual. It's not even an opinion. I was under the impression that the NFL worked kind of like your fantasy football roster. When you put a waiver claim in, if you get your guy and you put in two claims, well, you get the first guy and then you go down to the bottom of the order. No. In the NFL, the way their waiver claims work is you get the second spot if you're the Washington Commanders on every single player that you're in. So as long as Carolina didn't claim a player, if Washington had, they would have gotten him. That's the easiest way to explain that. And Carolina used that, sure did. They put in 5 waiver claims today. So 5 dudes who made Carolina's roster yesterday, see ya. We've replaced you with better players, including former Commander Tariq Castro Fields. The Commanders, though, claimed no one, despite having access to basically the entire league that got cut yesterday outside of those 5 players. Now, it's worth mentioning, players like Noah Brown did not go through the waiver process because it's only for players that have a very limited amount of NFL experience. But they did not choose to do that. Adam Peters today explaining why. And actually, Anthony, I've now realized that I've messed myself up on the audio front. So thank you.
You know, what I think that's reflective of, John, is more, one, I want to thank our pro staff, our pro scouting staff. They scoured preseason tape for hours and hours and hours and really got together and gave us a lot of really good candidates to bring in and to bring up and made tapes, had our coaches watch them and all that. But in the end, I think it really speaks to the guys we have in this building and looking through the waiver wire and being really happy with the guys that we have. And we thought, you know, you compare them to the guys that you have and the guys that are out there. And we thought, you know, the guys that we have in the building we're really happy with. So at this point, we didn't make any waiver claims and we had the number 2 waiver claim. We still have the number 2 waiver claim. So, and we'll have that for the first 3 weeks at least, and hopefully no longer than that. And we'll keep doing that until we're always going to do what's best for the team and how to make our team better. So we didn't see that in this round, but it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be weeks from now. So
that's the simple explanation. Like, very clearly, unlike, say, the Carolina Panthers, who kept a bunch of guys, they were like, yeah, we could probably still upgrade. Bang, 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 bang. 5 players gone. Adam Peters looked around and scoured the waiver wire and didn't think that what they could get was better than what they had. And that's a credit to him for scouting well. And something he said later in the press conference is, realistically, you cannot get that much better this time of year. You're doing a lot of tweaking. You get better in March and April. And they did a good enough job, considering the extraordinary dearth of talent that they inherited. They did a good enough job in March and April that they didn't have to undo a bunch of mistakes here in August. They did have to undo some other mistakes, though.
Number 3.
5 of the 7 players drafted last year are no longer here. That is tough. Of course, they were drafted by a previous regime. There's no ties. But I liked what Adam Peters had to say about this, even if it's a reality that I'm sure he would rather not have to deal with.
Yeah, I think, in regards to the draft picks from last year, and I think DQ hit it on the other day, Mitch. These guys were all Commanders, and they're all ours, you know. So, and we're thrilled to bring a bunch of them back on the practice squad, and you know, it goes there. A lot of them are going to be playing for us this year, and a lot of those guys embody what we're looking for. We just had, in our eyes, some other guys ahead of them, but that doesn't mean that, you know, they're not going to keep getting better and become really good Commanders for us. But you're always, you know, we're trying to win, and it goes back to his initial press conference. We're recalibrating, so we're not, you know, we're trying to build for the long term and win championships, you know, year in and year out, but we're also trying to win right now.
I mean, simple as that. Like, we inherited him, we coached him up, and they got beat out by better players. And it does make things challenging years from now as these contracts expire. Like, you know, even if you hit on most players in a draft class in the immediacy, like, they typically will get beat out by someone later. I mean, like, Derek Forrest wasn't a miss, but he's now been beat out by better players as his career advances, and he's battled some injuries and other guys have been brought in, scheme changes, the whole deal. That's just the reality of the situation. But I think that for Adam, like, you take these UDFAs that they hit on, and Colson Yankoff and Tyler Owens, like, okay, well, that's even a better contractual situation than what you have last year. But it is a hole you have to dig out of. You just don't have the young talent that you'd like to support and build your roster. But I don't think, I said this yesterday, and I'll continue to say this because I presume as I do more interviews with radio shows around the country, I was on in Buffalo today and on other places, and you know, you get asked about this. It's like, man, did they just hate everybody that Ron Rivera drafted? And it's like, they don't hate them because Ron Rivera drafted them. It's not like they look at them and be like, soft, sucks, Rivera tag. That's not how that works. They got in. They evaluated. They saw what they saw, and they said, this guy's better. And they let their guys go. Anthony, you know what I almost just fell into there? I don't know if you could tell in the cadence of my voice, but I accidentally almost turned Adam Peters into Keith Lee.
Wow.
They got it. Let's try it. Rated on a scale of, is this guy better than that guy? It all comes together.
Full circle moment.
It all comes together. And suddenly, I'm hungry.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Number 4.
All right, number 4 in our pick 6 at 6 here on the Hoffman Show. I just absolutely loved philosophically one thing that Adam Peters said today. And he talked about building a team versus collecting talent. And both he and DQ kind of talked about that team identity. And let's start off, Anthony, with what Adam has learned. And you'll hear him say this quote in there about building a roster now that he's doing it from the general manager's chair for the first time.
Yeah, I think you said it. That was the first personnel manual I ever had, John, was Patriots, and it says we're not collecting talent, we're building a team, and that's what we're trying to do here too, and that rings true, you know, 20-some years later. And I think we're going to keep getting better at it. The more we're around each other, the more that our scouting staff knows what they're looking for on the field, offensive and defensively. We're going to get better and better and better, and we're already on our way to that, probably faster than I thought we would be, and really excited for what's to come in the future.
And that's the thing, is like, you have to understand, as Adam said, what the coaches are looking for. Because it's one thing to be like, we would like, I don't know, 5 cornerbacks. Okay, well, what do you want out of those 5 cornerbacks? Do you want guys that can play inside, outside? Do you want guys that can play both? Do you want long, rangy corners? Because that fits what you're going to ask them to do is cover a lot of space. Do you want short guys? Or like, not necessarily short, because you're never like, yeah, I want the smaller guy. This is not how athletics work in any capacity. Not that short guys can't thrive. Are you short kings out there balling in the NFL? Right on. But you're not going to pick, you know, less size over more size. But are you okay with maybe that, because you're not going to ask them to cover vertically as much? Or you know that you're sacrificing size for quickness, and based off of the coverage responsibilities and what you're looking for in your corners, that body type works for your scheme. Like, those relationships start with good communication, and they get better with experience over time. And so the more Adam Peters and his staff watch Dan coach and Joe Witt coach and Cliff Kingsbury coach and the position coaches coach, and the more they see what works and doesn't on tape with the current guys that they have, that is what's going to ultimately unlock the long-term success of this team by creating a great synergy between coaching staff and front office. On Dan Quinn's side of it, he's not only trying to make sure that he has the right pieces in terms of, you know, hey, I need a linebacker that does this and a receiver that does that, but that everybody fits a singular identity.
I think you're on the right track, Ben, that you better have an identity and know what you're going to be about and how you get down, because if you don't, you'll just kind of hodgepodge it around. And so I think you see us play, you've got a glimpse so far of some of speed, of physicality, of going to finish. And so those are some of the traits that we admire about a lot of the players on this 70-man roster. And the more we do it, you know, the stronger it's going to get. But that is a really important piece of it.
And that's certainly something that they continue to add today. Again, the Noah Brown trade, like size, speed, physicality. And I remember saying this early on in training camp, like, you could kind of almost look out on the field, and if I were to say, take a screenshot or, you know, a photo from the All-22 camera from the end zone, and then be like, all right, I want you to circle all the guys that were previous guys and all the guys that are Dan Quinn, Adam Peters selections. You could do it based off a photo, because the guys, for the most part, there's some exceptions, a guy like Benjamin St. Juice, for sure, with his size and length. But almost to a man, you could have been like, that's an Adam Peters guy. That's a guy that they inherited. Because the caliber of athlete, the size, the speed, the physicality that they prioritize is just different than other teams. That's not saying it's the only way to do it, but it's their way, and their way has been hella effective in multiple different places amongst multiple different organizations, including some of the very best in the sport.
Number five
in our pick 6 at 6 here on the Hoffman Show. We hear more from Adam Peters on the philosophy of kind of what's next, because we know if this team wanted to, they did just, you know, address the receiver position by, you know, signing Noah Brown. And that was not the case at the time this question was asked earlier this afternoon. But we do know that, say, Brandon Ayuk is still floating out there. You know, Ja'Marr Chase is clearly not psyched in Cincinnati. Showed up to practice today 13 minutes late in street clothes. Yikes. T. Higgins' situation remains unresolved in Cincinnati. Trent Williams not super pumped about what's going on in San Francisco. And so the chances that there is some big bombshell move somewhere in the NFL in the next week seems like more than 0%. So how would Adam Peters approach being a part of said bombshell transaction?
Yeah, I think it really just goes back to one core philosophy, is you always want to do what's best for the team, and that's for the short and long term. And so every decision we make is going to be with that in mind, and we're going to talk about it, and there's going to be a lot of different things that come across, you know, our desks, and we sit down and we talk about it, and do we think this is the right move for us right now and for the future? And so each time, each individual decision is going to be the same thought process. Is this the best for our team? And that's going to drive our decision making.
Unfortunately,
for both of you, you know, in terms of the
unfortunately for us, there is not a lot of detail about what is best for the team in Adam's eyes in that answer. That would be a really good follow-up and something that if we can get Adam on the show, I would love to ask him. Like, obviously, every GM is trying to do what's best for the team. It's a clarity of what that means that actually separates the good from the bad GMs. What do you mean? Like, that's the question I want to ask him. And I think for, you know, kind of reading the tea leaves and understanding what Peters wants to do from some of the previous interviews that he's given, they want to build for through the draft. Like, that is a stated goal. And we saw them through the draft and, you know, even undrafted free agents, you know, through the rookie pool. That's how they want to build. They supplemented it in free agency, even though they had to do it first. They're building some of the foundational, you know, infrastructure in terms of culture and all that kind of stuff with guys like Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz, and that's really important. But the stars on this team, they want to find through the NFL draft. And so giving up draft capital for someone that's going to come in and then have to fit your system, I just don't think is going to be a part of what they do. I could be wrong on that, but I definitely think that that is not how this team is going to operate, which, you know, so when we talk about what's best for the team, if it involves giving up first and second round picks, I'm pretty sure that at this stage of where they are and where they want to be, that Adam Peters is going to go, that's not the best thing for the team.
Number six.
All right, last but not least, this was the first time that Adam Peters was in the big chair. And that is a lot of responsibility to make the cuts and then ultimately deliver the news. So Adam Peters was asked today what it's like to have that absolutely enormous responsibility.
Yeah, it hits harder. It hits harder, and I would look back and I'd always look at, you know, John Lynch and say, you know, why is he so, you know, has so much turmoil, and if he's not sleeping one night, like, you're fine. And then, and you're sitting in that chair, you realize the totality and the weight of it. And, you know, it wears on you, and they're hard. You know, these are guys that you see out here every day, and they're working their tails off, and they're going for it. And so when you're having those conversations, you understand, like, how much it means to them and how much it means to you. And, you know, you want to keep every one of them, because they're all, you know, they're all worthy of being there, but you can only keep 53 and another 17. So now understand how hard that is and how much it weighs on you. And it's tough. Yeah.
Talking about it's one thing, and we're real lucky that that's what we get to do. And given that news is hard and making those decisions is really hard, but frankly, it's better than being on the receiving end of it, especially if you're on the wrong end of it. It is a brutal, brutal business. It was a brutal day across the NFL yesterday. For a lot of guys, the dream got to continue today, whether they're signed to an active roster like KJ Henry and Tariq Castro Fields, who were claimed by the Bengals and Panthers respectively, or the 17 players that are now a part of the Commanders practice squad, or the, you know, hundreds of others that are practice squad guys around the league. But at the same time, like, there's guys that made the roster yesterday and got cut today. It is a tough, tough business. And Adam Peters felt the brunt of that, and in some ways delivered the brunt of that. That's just the reality of his job today. And he realizes just how big of a deal that is. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. That is our pick six. We get you caught up on the latest Commander storylines daily at 6 p.m. Coming up next, the final spots in our Hoffman Show Fantasy League are filled by you. Why do you belong in the league? 301-230-0980. We have some internet submissions that we will sort through as well. 301-230-0980. Our final half hour is still to come here on the Hoffman Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.